Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got a dynamic call planned out for you guys this evening, some super guest speakers, and I know I'm extremely excited about it. But before we get started tonight, I just want to take a moment and congratulate my personal prepaid Legal More Success Team, because last week you guys as a team wrote more memberships last week than my organization did the entire month of July. So I want to congratulate each and every one of you. What a phenomenal week of production. Let's just keep that momentum going all the way to Dallas. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. And we do have an awesome call lined up for our More Success team tonight. But before we get started, I want to congratulate your team. You did have the number two and the number three top producers in all of prepaid legal on your team last week. I want to congratulate Ms. Sherry Branda from Texas, the number three top producer, and none other than your spouse, Ms. Stephanie Moore, as the number two top producer in all of prepaid legal. Congratulations on a job well done. But before we begin, we have a couple of quick announcements, and to make them, I want to go all the way out to Oil Valley, Arizona, to Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Tony Hughes. Tony, are you on the call? I don't know if Tony got on the call just yet. All right, I'm going to come back to him in just a minute. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, which I'm really excited about, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member who's led the national expansion of our More Success team now for the past 27 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, and I'm really excited about this call tonight. Before I even introduce the speaker, I want to say I want to congratulate Jeremy on winding up 62 apps a day. Not a bad day's work. I think if he'd have just got out there, got up early, worked a little later, he could have done better. But I'm proud of him there. Talked to Mr. Stonecipher today, and he's very excited about some things that you guys are doing, because, you know, he's still the founder of the company. He's still his company, so speaking. It's belonging to somebody else financially now, but in his mind, it's still his company. He loves you guys. He appreciates you. And he had so much respect for this speaker that's going to come. We talked about him today, and we both agreed there might even be a prepaid today if this gentleman hadn't come on the scene. You know, 21 years ago, Wilbur and I was busting our butts. Harlan was trying to do his best. Was about $25 million. He could correct me in the red, and this gentleman come on the scene, and about 4 years or so later, we was a debt-free company. It's because he's the type person he is. He's a hard worker. He's honest. He's not only honest and hard worker, he's intelligent. He knows what he's doing. You know, he's just the kind of person that you want to know. And over the years that I have come to highly respect and personally care about, I was so glad that he decided to keep his chief operating job at Prepaid Legal. They would have hired somebody else, but they could have never, forever replaced him. And ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on about his accomplishment, but right now I want to introduce you my friend, Mr. Randy Hart.
Well, Ken, thank you very much. Hopefully over the next 21 years I can live up to some of that stuff. But
you remember, I've got a promise to you. I'll be your pallbearer, so I'll be around.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm counting on you.
Okay.
You know what's interesting? I won't take too much time tonight, because I really don't have anything new. And that's really what I find kind of interesting. I actually pulled my notes from the last time Ken had asked me to speak to you, and you know, we've been through a lot of changes. Certainly, I certainly wouldn't deny that, and don't apologize for that. I think the future of this company is as bright as it's ever been, and I'm very happy to still be here, and looking forward to the next 21 years as Chief Operating Officer. And as I started looking at my notes from last time, it's been a while, but again, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And so, you know, I want to start off by thanking all the associates on the call tonight, because, again, it's always been the case for 38 years under Mr. Stonecipher's leadership. This company's always been about one thing, and that's nothing happens until a sale is made. And that's still true, will always be true. I've had the privilege of spending a lot of time with a lot of very bright folks from literally all over the U.S. These companies have worldwide presence, and there were five companies that ultimately were in the bidding process. MidOcean was the successful bidder. They were certainly the ones that we hoped internally were the successful bidder. And the nice thing about them is you never have to question their motivation. They can only make money by doing one thing, and that's growing the membership base. And I think they bring a tremendous wealth of talent, a tremendous track record to the table. But they also understand that this business, as complex as it may be when you start looking at all the various layers, they also understand that, again, they only make money if they grow the membership base, that there's lots of metrics, lots of measurements, lots of enhanced reporting that we've put in place over the last several months, and we'll be doing that for months to come. But at the end of the day, there's still only two metrics that really matter in this business, and that is how much business we write and how much business we keep. And that has always, for 38 years, been the two things that were important, and it will be, certainly in my opinion, for the next 38 years, the two things that are important. And when you look at, again, you strip away all of the complexities of the transaction and the ownership transformation and so on and so forth, you get down to really two aspects of our business which have always been critical and will always be critical, and that's simply belief and activity. Either you believe in this product and this company or you don't. If you don't, I would argue that it's because you don't understand what this company and what this opportunity is all about. And if you couple that belief with activity, then you're going to average 62 apps a day, as Kenneth was talking about. And I certainly agree. If they would have worked a little bit harder and a little bit longer, maybe we could have got 72 apps. But the nice thing is, regardless of how many hours you work, regardless of how many groups you open, regardless of how many groups you service, you're never going to run out of market. And that's been the case for 38 years. It will be the case for the next 38 years. And Ken had mentioned my staying as chief operating officer. I did have certainly the opportunity to consider other options as we were kind of working through the transaction. And, I have to really have to steal Mr. Stonecipher's story to some extent. I know when I was on Wall Street a lot doing presentations on behalf of the company back in the mid-90s, Mr. Stonecipher was approaching retirement age, and I always got that question a lot. Well, what, is Mr. Stone, he's 65, is he going to retire? And I asked him, and he said, Randy, I thought about what would I like to do if I didn't have to do anything? What would I choose to do? And I realized that I'm already doing that. And so that was my response back in the mid-90s to the investment community was, Mr. Stonecipher told me, and certainly I believed him and saw it demonstrated on a daily basis, he's already doing what he wants to do. And so as we go through this transaction or this transition to the new owners and some of the exciting branding related announcements that are going to be made in Dallas, I had the same opportunity to consider other options, and I really have to again steal his story. I thought about it. I did think about other places, and there's just not a company that first of all has the people that this company has. Again, the managers, all of who, I've had the privilege of working with for some of them for the full 21 years that I've been here, they're all still here. They're all supplemented in their roles on a go-forward basis. These are folks that literally know how far that extra mile is because they've been there. And you have people that you can count on, people that you know, and none of that's going to change. So I start thinking about you know, is there something else that I want to do? Are there other people that I would rather work with? Well, that's a pretty easy question. Absolutely not. Is there a company that I think has greater upside than this company does? Absolutely not. And maybe most importantly, and the one hurdle that I don't think I'll ever get over, is there another company that has a product that I can feel as good about being part of that company as this one? And absolutely not. You just see, I saw an article over the weekend about the United States Postal Service asking Congress to eliminate, for permission to eliminate, 220,000 positions. Now, 100,000 of those are going to be through attrition, and 120,000 of those are going to be, they're asking permission to do it through layoffs. That's 220,000 people that just might not be finished working, that might want something else to do. And, what a great opportunity, what a great time. I mean, we all know friends and family that have been displaced or underemployed that are looking for something to do to supplement what they're already doing. And, again, I would just argue that there's absolutely not a better opportunity for them, because we have a great company, and we have a great company because we have a great product, and that simply, I think, is only going to get better as we go forward. So, you know, we have better tools than we've ever had, and I expect them to continue to improve. A lot of the branding initiatives that you'll hear about in Dallas, I think, will help prepare the overall market for product acceptance, so that when you walk in, you tell somebody what you do, hopefully they've heard that now. They understand that. They understand what the company's mission, the company's product, the company's brand is. And most importantly, I just can't think of another situation where, because of our motivation has always been, prior to MidOcean, our motivation was always to grow the membership base. I can assure you, because of their very, very substantial investment, they are very motivated to grow the membership base, and that's the only way that they can make any money on their investment. So they are similarly motivated as all of us are. That's the only way they can have success. It's the only way that you can have success. And the nice thing about it is you're really the CEO of your own company. That book of business that Jeremy was talking about at the beginning of the call, all that business that those individual producers put on the books last week, that is their own book of business. Absolutely, the company's going to service it and deliver materials, make sure the providers deliver the service in a customer service friendly manner. We're going to do the billing. We're going to do a lot of the back office work. But those individuals that wrote those memberships, they're really the CEO of their own company, and they have the ability to grow that company to any extent they want, at any pace they want. It's entirely, there are no limits here, and that will, again, continue to be the case. And I just don't think that there's any other opportunities, at least that I'm aware of, that I was able to come across, that I've heard about or read about, that offer the win-win-win relationship that we have here. And, again, we all know, everyone on this call knows either associates that have had success with this company, and certainly the Moore family could not be a better example of on the sales associate side, a family whose financial future has been changed forever. And with the type of production that we're talking about, they did last week, obviously just getting brighter and brighter. But this is a company that offers that type of potential. The potential is entirely up to you. And certainly, we all know, again, not only associates but members. You can't have associate success without member success. And we all know members whose lives have been changed because of this product. And you start looking at any other opportunity out there, and I'm sure there's good ones. I would never tell you that there's not other good opportunities out there, but I will challenge you to find one that's got all that we have going for us, all the tools that we have at our disposal, and it's all because of that rock-solid product that we have, that the opportunity that each of you have today is as good, if not better, today than it was, certainly 38 years ago or 38 days ago. I believe our future just continues to get bigger and brighter. I mean, here's a very set of sophisticated, very well-educated, smart, hardworking guys and gals that put $650 million on the table and says a lot about their belief in what we do and says a lot about their belief in growing that book of business. So, you know, it's just, again, and I'll wrap up since I really don't have anything new to offer. I could have said and have said what I just said 6 months ago, a year ago, 21 years ago in my particular case, and have a lot of confidence that opportunity will continue, for the next 21 years because, again, we're all rowing the boat in the same direction. We all win by, you know, not only selling all the memberships that we possibly can, but keeping all of those memberships in force that we possibly can by filling up that bucket, if you will, by growing the membership base. As you individually grow your books of business, then collectively the company's membership base grows, and that's how we all win. And if nothing else, please understand that the opportunity that you had prior to MidOcean owning the company is as good and as bright and as solid as it's ever been, and I think coming out of Dallas, you'll understand why the things that they're proposing are going to be additive to what we all do. They're going to be, a tremendous assistance to what we all do. So, my story, my message is, keep doing what you're doing. Do more of it. Do it right. We owe each other the responsibility to go out and write business, but to write good business, to treat our members fairly, treat our fellow sales associates fairly. There's absolutely too much upside for this company for us to try to shortcut and undervalue the opportunity that we have. I don't think you could overvalue the individual opportunity that each of you have, and as a sales associate for this company, you have the ability to pass that on to other sales associates. You have the ability to share the tremendous membership benefits with people that certainly are hurting today in these economic times, and again, you only need a lawyer during two times. That's either great economic times or bad economic times, and over 38 years we've seen our share of both, and that need is always going to be there. So you've got a membership who we haven't even scratched the surface from a market penetration standpoint. Going through economic times like we're going through now, the need for the product is greater than ever. Again, just now, I hate to pick on the post office, a great institution, what they do, what we all take for granted that they do for 44 cents and delivering, or 45 cents delivering a letter. We've become so accustomed to such a high level of service that they lost $8 billion last year. They're going to terminate 220,000 people if they get permission. Those folks are just a small sample of what I believe is potential associates, people that are looking that will, in many, many cases, absolutely have to replace the income that they're going to lose. So, the future here, the foundation is as stable as it's ever been. The future, again, I believe, brighter than ever, and just very thankful for the ability to stay on as chief operating officer of this company, to continue to work with people, families like the Moores, families who, again, have been changed because of their relationship with this company. for someone in an operational role such as myself, you don't get the ability to have an impact on people's lives very often. And with this company, we get that opportunity every day. So just take a moment, think about how rare, how valuable this opportunity is, and be thankful certainly for what you've accomplished in the past, but you know, we've got the opportunity to go out and turn this company into something that it that we've not been able to do in the first 38 years. So I look forward to working with all of you. I look forward to seeing more and more and more top producers out of this organization. Certainly got the leadership within this organization to do that. You ought to be the leading producing organization out of this company. It ought to be every day, every week, every month. And if you'll all engage and take a minute to understand how valuable this is, go out and do the right thing, then the future of this organization, the future of this company, I think is very, very bright. And again, just want to say thank you for the last 21 years that I've had the privilege of being Chief Operating Officer. I look forward to the next 21 as we really take this company to the next level. So, Kenneth, with that, I'll stop rehashing the history to some extent, but I think that in and of itself is a great position that this company is in, that we get to leverage, from this point forward, we get to leverage everything that we've learned, everything that we've accomplished in the first 38 years.
You know, Randy, appreciate you. And you know as well as I do, I could retire if I wanted to, but why? I mean, people ask me, well, why don't you retire? Man, I have fun at the office. I have fun working with prepaid. I love it. I don't know if anything I would rather do than be with prepaid legal. I know some people think that after 27 years it sounds foolish, but, you know, what would I do? Watch TV and drive and blow away like a lot of these old men? Randy, I met a guy down at the barbershop the other day, and he come in looking bad, and I said, sir, how are you today? And he said, well, I've been trying to die for the last 4 or 5 years. And I said, well, sir, I've been trying to live. And he said, well, when you get my age, he said, you'll know. And I said, well, how old are you, sir? And he said, I'm 65. I said, well, I'm 75, sir. Thought, man, this guy's really old. And, you know, I know God's been good to me, but I feel part of my success is that I love what I do. I think
it is a decision. I mean, you do decide. No one has become successful without first deciding that they wanted to be successful, and no one's become successful over the long haul without doing the necessary things to become and stay successful, and that is certainly what you've emulated for as long as I've known you is, you know, dedication and hard work Kenneth, if I thought there was any give up in you, I wouldn't have asked you to be one of my pallbearers.
Thank you. Well, Randy, I got one thing to say, and then we'll let you get off. I know something about you. You don't think I know about you.
I was kind of scary.
I was CEO, visiting with the CEO of the bank the other day, and you know which one I'm talking about. He said, you know, I'm going to tell you something about Randy Hart. And I said, okay, we was talking about you. And I said, that's before I knew if she was going to stay. Sure. And I said, man, I'm praying this guy stays as our chief operating officer. I don't know what we do without him. He said, what you don't know is Randy Hart almost come to work for me. Instead, he went for you guys. He said, we want him so bad here at the bank because of all his abilities and capabilities. He said, I've always been sorry we couldn't work it out, but come to work for you guys instead. And you know who I'm talking about.
I do, and I appreciated the offer then. But let me tell you, the blessings that being associated with you and this company for 21 years, the blessings that I've enjoyed, the blessings that my family has enjoyed, absolutely, I never could have dreamed 21 years ago. So, you know, sometimes just putting your head down, hard work, sticking to it, riding the river, you know, during good times and bad times and tough times, it all turns out well, and I would never... you know, there's absolutely no value I can place on the last 21 years. If I had to go back and do it all all.
Well, Randy, I've been there every day. I mean, I've been there every year you've been there, and I know one thing. I've never seen anybody take a job and try any harder than Randy Harp has, and that's the reason I respect you so much. I know you got to go, but I do appreciate you, Randy, and thank you, the whole Moore Success team. Thank you for your dedication. And one more time, you know, I come into your office before you made up your mind. I said, Randy, please stay on. We need you. Thank you for staying on, Randy.
Well, it's a privilege to be associated with this whole leadership structure.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, thanks, Kenneth.
All right, Mr. Harp, thank you again for staying on, and we appreciate all that you do for our team and, of course, for Prepaid Legal.
Well, Randy, I would like to introduce someone that I've known.
Wait just 1 second, Mr. Moore. I'm going to make a quick announcement. I want to go to Oro Valley, Arizona, real quick. The Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Tony Hughes, has a quick team announcement to make. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
I am, and I'm sorry that I wasn't there at the very beginning. I was having a difficult time getting in. This call is just always so jam-packed. It was great hearing from our Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Harp, and thank you for getting him on the call. And, Mr. Moore, thanks for your encouragement for him to stay on. He's done a remarkable job.
We had many talks about it, Randy and I have. We've talked more about that in the last 3 months than about anything we talked about, because we needed Randy Harp for stability. I know they'd have hired somebody great, I'm sure, but I'm spoiled. I know Randy Harp. I know what a great guy he is, but I also know he's dedicated to the associates and field, and he's dedicated to Prepaid.
Now, he's a winner. There's no doubt about it. Glad we were keeping him on. Just real quick, I want to make sure everybody knows that tonight is the last opportunity to take advantage of the Moore Success Team Convention Pack that Mr. Ken Moore is subsidizing for all of us. So take an opportunity to jump on the website tonight and get your T-shirt order. We've got T-shirts with a really cute Moore Success Team graphic that's going to be on the shirt on the front and the back. And then we've got these sword-shaped thunder sticks. They're noisemakers. You slap them together, and they make all kinds of racket, and they say Moore Success Team on them. And then we have also a team rubber. It's a rubber bracelet. You've all seen those Lance Armstrong, you know, cancer bracelets. Well, it's the same type. It's a rubber bracelet. It says Moore Success Team on it. And you can go get all three of those for only $9, unless you're ordering a larger T-shirt. Those are a couple bucks more, but go to MST, that stands for obviously Moore Success Team, MSTGoodies.com. That's G-O-O-D-I-E-S. And you need to do that tonight because we have to send these to the printer. They have to get them silk screened and printed and shipped. And so we're just out of time. So please do that tonight. Take care of that. We really appreciate if you would. And then also the Moore Success Team is certainly welcome to participate also in the recap that Tony and Marcia Hughes are hosting and sponsoring on Sunday, 9-1-1. That's the 10-year anniversary of 9-1-1. Unfortunately, we've sold that event out. We've sold about 50 tickets more than we have capacity. And so what we're just going to ask people to do is if you've registered, show up. Do not be late, not even 1 minute. You need to be there about 8:30 at the latest, 8:30 a.m. We'll get everybody that has pre-registered in the room. We're going to have a 15-minute solemn ceremony honoring the victims and the heroes of 9-1-1, that 10-year anniversary, and that starts at 9 a.m. sharp on Sunday morning, and so you'll need to be there and get in the room. Then we're going to kind of survey the room and just see if there's any space left for people that do walk up, and the room that is left, we'll go ahead and sell the tickets and let people in. So it's going to be a great event. Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeremy Moore, all speaking at that event. I know Mr. Ryan Burns, myself, my wife, Marcia, we've got an amazingly star-studded event lined up for the recap for Sunday morning on September the 11th. So Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeremy Moore, appreciate you. Appreciate all your leadership, your friendship, and all that you do to support your organization. I'll turn the time back over to you, sir.
You're going to have a special announcement the last day of this month, too, about another contest, aren't you? That we're not going to announce?
Yeah, no, I think we're going to hold off on that, but we are going to have a special promotion next month. I promise the Moore Success Team Associates, you're going to love this. We can't say a word about it till the 31st of August. We'll send an email out. We'll remind everybody on the last Monday of the month of August, but we're not going to tell you about it till the last day of the month because we want people to just keep on producing this month, and so you'll learn about it the end of this month, and exciting information, and I guarantee you, Mr. Moore, we're going to blow September numbers out of the water. It's going to be
Thanks you for heading that up, Tony. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Now, right, Randy, are we ready?
Thank you very much. Mr. Moore, you have one more special guest tonight.
It was the sweetest and the best for last, okay? All of you know that Wilbur Smith was one of my very best friends in my whole life, and the last words he said was Ken Moore, and the last meal he got to eat out was me, and I could go on and on, but you all have heard me before, so how much I care about Wilbur Smith. But we're honored tonight because the lady I'm going to introduce, I can still remember the day she was born, and I've known her ever since then, and when she was a little girl, 3 or 4 years old, I would call and she'd say, "Are you my friend?" And I still remember that and kid about it. She's a married woman now, but it is really, really a privilege and an honor to introduce this guest. It's none other than Wilbur Smith's daughter, Miss Samantha Smith. Sam?
Hi, Kenneth.
Yeah, we got you on finally, didn't we? We're so proud you're on the call tonight, Sam.
We're back. I'm on an old phone. Thanks for having me on your call. I really appreciate it. I wanted to start out by talking a little bit about my history in prepaid. Like Kenneth said, I was kind of born into prepaid. Both my parents met in prepaid, and then I was born, and so I always tend to tell people that I've been in prepaid for 25 years and telling them that I have a really good plastic surgeon. But you know, with the changes that are going on, you know, over the years, you know, I've seen so many changes in prepaid, you know, some good, some better. And, you know, people always worry about it. But, you know, it always works out, and prepaid just becomes a much better company for it. And so, you know, I hear a lot of people, especially native, and they're all worried about everything, but you know, I have complete faith, and my dad had complete faith, and I just have a really good feeling about everything, and I'm looking forward to going to the meeting in Dallas in September and hearing more from Mid-Ocean. As far as what prepaid legal means to me, you know, although I was quite little, you know, when my dad was president, you know, he always made it real clear that, you know, he wouldn't have had any of his success without prepaid. And, you know, he was a go-getter, and he would have been successful in whatever he chose to do, but I think with him and prepaid and Harlan always building him up, you know, it was just blooming flower all the time. And because of prepaid, my dad was able to pay for my college, and we didn't have any debt. My parents were able to have the home of their dreams, you know, with 40 acres and several donkeys, no mule, but several donkeys. And, you know, my dad was able to have everything he ever wanted, and it was all because of prepaid. And I'm so glad for that, because it's such a shame when people are in their retirement, they're saying, and they look back on their life and they say, "Man, I wish I would have done this," you know. And recently, I asked my dad that if there was anything he wanted that he never got to accomplish, and he said, "Man, I really wanted to fly my own jet, like be the pilot and everything." And he said, "I just didn't have time, you know, to learn, get my pilot's license and all that." But that was the only thing, you know, no cars, no trips. He had everything he ever wanted, and that's because of prepaid right there. You know, prepaid is a family, and it's not just a company where you go to work and you go home to your family. It's an extended family, and, you know, for about 9 months before my dad passed away, he had been sick, and every single day, Kenneth Moore would call our house and check on him every day. And, you know, whether my dad felt good or didn't feel good, he'd enjoy knowing that someone cared. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that I can rely on a lot more prepaid people than I can some of my own family members. And that's a great company right there. And that's the company that Harlan Stonecipher and people like my dad and Kenneth and Randy Moore and, you know, Randy Harp and all of them, they all make this company work like that as one big family. And so you never have to be alone. And if you're sitting there going, you know, I just don't know if I can do this, you know, there's always someone out there that can help you. And I know when I turned 18 and I started going through the group training schools, Jeremy Moore was the one that had to help me in my emotional teenage time. That was probably pretty traumatic for him. But, you know, it's a great company. And I just wanted to say that, you know, my dad loved prepaid so much that, you know, you guys were talking about retiring and Kenneth not wanting to retire. And I'll tell you, the days that my dad was really down and sad were the days that he didn't go to work, you know, because the doctor said you need to stay home and rest. Well, that's not what made him get up and go. Prepaid was the reason why he got up every day, you know. And that's the kind of company Prepaid is. It's a great company, and I'm so glad that I know so many people in it. And anytime I go on vacation, I say, I know someone who lives in the state. You know, I can call up, and I have friends. And they're not just my fellow associates. They're my friends. And I'm really lucky to be involved in such a great company and have such great friends like you guys. And thank you, Kenneth, for having me on your call.
No, thank you, Sam. We appreciate you, and you know how much I loved your dad and your mom and you. You're just family. I mean, I don't know how to say it. Just all I can say is family, and my family loves your family, and everybody in Prepaid loves your dad. You know that. And I think your dad was on the phone tonight, and I think you would say this to the people. Let's quit talking, quit belly aching, get a checkup from the neck up, and go out there and get it done.
And recruit.
Absolutely, yes, he would add that. He would certainly add. And Sam, thank you so much. I think Randy or Jeremy might want to say something to you. But thank you, Sam. I appreciate you.
Sam, this is Randy. I just want to tell you how proud we are of you, and we know that you're making your dad proud in heaven just because you're still talking Prepaid Legal. So anything that you ever need, please feel free to call us. You are part of our family as we're part of yours, and we're proud that you are.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, we're the same. We love her, and look forward to seeing her at the convention also.
Yeah,
and we
look
met
forward
with
to
your mom
you.
Friday night.
For the rest of us.
Yeah.
Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Randy, I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. I think it was a great call. I really thank Samantha, thank Randy Harp, thank Tony Hughes, thank Jeremy for helping, and Randy. Folks, we're just working this together. We're staying together. We're praying together. I'm telling you, things are just going to get better now. I felt it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I suddenly felt the spirit begin to move, so to speak, and the people getting excited again. And I tell you, when we come out of Dallas, we're going to be romping and stomping. So let's do this. Keep putting God first, family second, Prepaid third, and keep loving each other. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.